Ksuvis Pergzayan Mishnechas Hayaba Mumin Va'odu Bevesavia. If she has Mumin while she's in her father's house, let's say she's a Naira or a Ketana, and he was Mekadesher. But the point is that she's still in her father's house. Ha'av Tsarich Lahavi Raya Shemishinis Arsa Nodova Mumin Halalu Vinistacha Fasadeu. So now if the husband wants to divorce her, and if the father wants to be demanding the Ksuva to take the money from the one that was Mekadesher, the father has to bring a raya that the mum happened after he was Mekadesher. And his statement would be, v'nistach v'sadeo, meaning you bought the field and your field got ruined after you already bought it. Because the husband can say that it happened beforehand and it was a mekachtos. But if the father brings a raya, it's too late. He's already Mekadesher and it happened afterwards. But if the father doesn't bring a raya, he can't take the money. Why not? So the truth is, and this is going to go back to what we learned in the first parak, she has a cheskes haguf. When she was born, she didn't have this mum. The chazaka cheskes haguf meikara, that there was no mum. And the way a chazaka works, specifically a chazaka meikara, is that when something originally was in a certain state, we say that it continued in that state up until the last possible moment. So we assume when you have a chazaka meikara, in this case, the cheskes haguf is a chazaka meikara, that chazaka tells us that we dan, that up until the last moment, she had no blemishes, and she must have gotten the blemish at the last possible moment. And if that's the case, she got it after he was already Mekadesher. And when we talk about the Taina, so she's a Bari, she's saying for certain, or not just her, we're talking about the father. Her father's saying for certain that it happened afterwards. But like we said, a Bari Neshama, Bari doesn't take out a Shema, except if you have a Raya. But she has a Cheskes Haguf, so that should be a Raya. But it's not here, because here the Rav brings a new concept called Kan Nimtza Kan Haya. If you found something in this place, you can assume that it was always in this place. In other words, it's the opposite. It almost sounds like a chazaka dahashta, that you're going backwards, that you're going to say that if you find something in one place, the thing that you found in this specific location was always the same way in this location. So what that means is, if that she's still in her father's house, and that's where you found it, that means this mum was always here in the father's house. So this negates the chazaka mi'ikara, the chazaka that she was born without a mum, that's contradicted by the mum that she has right now. So therefore, she has no chazaka, and therefore she and her father are not believed. That's what kam nimtza kan haya does. And if you're wondering, in the first parak, so the Rishonim actually ask on that, where over there, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer say, nemenes, she's believed. And Rashi actually answers that over there, it wasn't kan nimtza kan haya, because she wasn't, in that case, in her father's house. Once you find something already in your house, where he married her, there, he was koines her, there's no kan nimtza kan haya anymore. Because that tells me that that was the case over there, where he didn't find her psulim. Kan nimtza kan haya means that only while she was in his rishus, was somebody ma'anis her. And like we said, v'nistach v'sadeu. But regardless, that's what kan nimtza kan haya does. It destroys the initial chazaka. Nichnasu l'rishus habal, but if she enters the rishus habal, the baal can't say, this mum that I found in my place, it was always like this. Because even if you say that, okay, that's fine. She would still get her ksuva, because that's exactly what she's saying, that it only happened afterwards. And therefore, the Mishnah tells us, habal tzarech lahavi raya sha'ad shelo nis'ar sahaya ba mumin elu. He has to bring a raya that before erisin, she had these mumin. And the sale was a mekachtos. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So that's what we actually say to him. We say, ka nimtza kam hayu, like the Rav points out. And since this is the place you found it, this is the place that it always was, only in your rishus, and it happened after you were kindness her. Chum aimrim, b'medvar mamurim, chum say, and the Mefarshim point out, the chum are agreeing to Rabbi Meir with these following points. B'medvar mumim b'mumim shebeseser, only a mum that he wouldn't know about, a hidden mum. Ava b'mumim shebegoloi, even you, Rabbi Meir, this is the way the Mefarshim explaining the Mishnah. Chamer saying, even you, Rabbi Meir, agree that the mumin shebegoloi ain yochol litoin. If there's an open mum that everybody can see and yet he's still mekadesher, a guy can't make a taina that it's a mekachtos. He never would have married her because it's an open mum. And obviously he was mochel. But here's where the Chamer arguing with Rabbi Meir. V'm yesh merchatz bo sa'ir, af mumin shebeseser ain yochol litoin, b'vneishu boitga b'kroi voisov. If there is a washing house in the city, even a private mum, he can't taina that had I known I never would have married her, because since there's a washing place in the city, he could have looked into it more with her relatives and found out if she has a mum or not. And by the fact that he still went ahead and is Mekadesher, therefore he was Meichel. And this is what Rabbi Meir is arguing. Rabbi Meir doesn't agree with this part. So then what was the husband saying when he was Mekadosh or Menas that she doesn't have Mumin? Like Taisantiv points out, and Tfres Sol, he's obviously referring to Mumin that you couldn't even check in a washing house. Like, for example, if she has very bad breath or things like that.